Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bloomberg analysts predict that Ether ETFs likely won't get approved in May. Analyst James Seifert wrote on X that the SEC hasn't engaged with issuers on Ethereum specifics, noting that this is the exact opposite of the regulators' actions with the spot Bitcoin ETF. Seven issuers are hoping to launch an Ether fund, including BlackRock and Fidelity. And while the SEC postponed a decision previously, it will have to make a decision by May 23rd, the final deadline for one of the applicants. 3AC co-founder Kyle Davies was on an episode of the Unchained podcast and said that he won't apologize for the company going bankrupt. He said, quote, "Am I sorry for a company going bankrupt? No. Like, companies go bankrupt, almost every company goes bankrupt, right?" End quote. Davies and Suzu co-founded Three Arrows Capital in 2012 and suffered heavy losses mid-2022 during the crypto market downturn. And according to sources, Polygon paid Starbucks $4 million to host the coffee company's now-failed Web3 project. Starbucks Odyssey, the NFT-powered loyalty program that made headlines last year, will shutter at the end of the month. The deal was a hallmark of a big and flashy business development strategy for Polygon, and while companies usually pay their tech vendors for services rendered, it seems this deal went the other way around. According to sources, the payout ended a competitive hunt by proponents of at least three blockchain ecosystems who wanted to partner with Starbucks. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.